You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
In this episode of The Drop, we're going to be going over the Blues versus the Flames game, which was played on October 22nd. This would be the third game on the Blues' West Coast road trip. West Coast has not been nice to them so far. They lost in overtime to Vancouver 3-1 after holding the lead in that game 1-0 until about 2 minutes and 55 seconds left and ended up losing in overtime. Then they ended up just getting taken care of by the Oilers, a very, very fast team. So the Blues are 0-1-1 on this road trip so far and hoping to feast on the Flames, who have not played very well this year. Their defense has just been, let me tell you, it's been their Achilles heel. You can't blame Brian Elliott for some of the goals he's put up. He had two terrible games against Edmonton, and they've been watching him, and they don't want to destroy his confidence, which I don't think they have to really worry about with Brian Elliott. He's a professional. Johnson would be in goal for this game for the Flames, and he kept the Flames in this game. It was pretty, pretty bad. Shot after shot after shot. The Blues got most of the real good scoring chances in this game. It was a close game. There would be 10 goals scored in this game, and the Blues would get the first goal by a player who used to play for them and then came back this season.
To a tough angle. Out high again. Now Petrangelo walks the line. Fabry to the net. They score! David Perron, his first game back with the Blues. And he scores a power play goal.
Great little redirection right there on the high slot tip. And it well executed when you look at the hands and the patience of both Alex Petrangelo on the point and Robbie Fabry, who's to his left. And Fabry makes a good play here. He doesn't have many options until there. And he sees an opening right between the skate and the stick of Brody, number 7. And once he sees that opening, now he's got the passing lane.
A great, great play by Fabry. And then Perron finishes it off. Just nice to see Perron do that. He's looked good for the Blues this year. And I'm nice to see him back. It was Perron's first goal back with the Blues. Fabry got his third assist. Petrangelo was second. But that play was set up by great play by Fabry. Great hockey sense. I'm excited to see what this guy's going to do in his sophomore year. It doesn't look like the way he's playing there's going to be a slump at all, but we'll see. That goal was just 6 minutes and 4 seconds into the first period, and it was on a power play. The Blues were fortunate enough to get that first power play. They would keep that lead going into the second period, but then they were unable to keep Calgary off the board, and an old friend had a say-so in the Calgary's first goal of the game here in the second period.
Versteeg, Sam Bennett, good job to get it free, and now the Flames have numbers. Brower with Versteeg with a one-timer, scores! Well, some good work by Versteeg at one end of the ice, pays off at the other end, and it's a tie game.
Well, you know, Rick, you said it, battles. And that's exactly what was won in the defensive zone to make sure this puck gets out of the zone. And it's along the boards here. Good job by Bennett being physical, little backhand pass into the middle.
Versteeg of the Flames had just made a great, great play to help get that puck out of the zone and keep the Blues from keeping it in against Calgary. And he helped get it out. Great, great play by him. Gets it down. And yes, that's right, folks. Troy Brower, our old friend here in St. Louis, former Blues player who was just phenomenal in the playoffs last year for the Blues, got an assist on this one. Bennett got an assist. That would have been Brower and Bennett's, both of their first assists of the season. Chris Versteeg gets his first goal. Looked very, very good. It was a beautiful goal. And that was just 2 minutes and 21 seconds into the second period. And that would tie it up at 1-1. This next shot, I'm sure Jake Allen would like to have back, because this has got to be one of the weakest goals I've seen given up by a goalie in a long, long time. Hey, but it counts. And here's a goal.
Wheels back the other way. Can't get around Joakim Pekka. Flames are back in. Staging to Ferland on the backhand with a shot. Scores! Somehow that one found its way between the wickets And Calgary, two quick goals on top for the first time tonight.
And they'll take it. They were looking for a break, something to change the momentum. Again, good collapse in the neutral zone to shut things down. Stajan just finds the trailer, Ferland.
That goal was scored by Ferland of Calgary, and Michael Ferland, I don't think, will ever get an easy goal like that again in his career. If he does, I'll be really shocked. That was his second goal on a soft, soft wrist shot, that backhanded wrist shot that Allen just didn't play well, and it just rolled over his glove and between his legs and in the goal at about 8 miles an hour, I'd say the shot was. That was assisted by Stajan, his third of the year, and by Joki Paakka. I love that name, Joki Paakka. And that would be his second assist of the year. And that goal was just 35 seconds after Versteeg's goal. And it gave Calgary a 2-1 lead. The Blues would not stay off the board very long, and they would tie it on this goal by David Perron.
Out high again. Now Petrangelo walks the line. Fabry to the net. They score! David Perron, his first game back with the Blues. And he scores a power play goal.
Great little redirection right there on the high slot tip. And it well executed when you look at the hands and the patience of both Alex Petrangelo on the point and Robbie Fabry, who's to his left. And Fabry makes a good play here. He doesn't have many options until there. And he sees an opening right between the skate and the stick of Brody, number 7.
John Kelly was so excited. He said it was David Perron's first game back with the Blues. It actually wasn't. I think we know that, but it's good to see John get excited. That was David Perron's second goal of the season and second goal of the game. It was assisted by Petrangelo, his third assist, and by Bouwmeester, his first assist. Nice to see the big, lunky Bouwmeester get an assist. That was 6 minutes and 22 seconds into the second period, and it ties this game at 2-2. The Blues would continue to put on the pressure, and trust me, they could have had a lot more goals than they did, but Johnson of the Flames could not keep this puck out of the net.
Played back again. Shattenkirk tips it on to Tarasenko. Nearly 2 minutes gone in the first power play. A drive off the goalpost!
Oh, this is no goal.
Hit the post.
I think the Blues believe that's in the net.
And now the puck up the ice and dumped in by Lance Boma. Right away, the referee said no goal. And now they blow the horn. Darren, they will review this.
I think this is in the net. Stastny is right there on the doorstep. But when you look at the eyes of Stastny and the reaction, I mean, these players know better instinctively than anybody else would. They're on the ice. They're the ones with the hockey sense. I thought it hit the middle of the net. Fake shot by Shattenkirk, shot, and it came out so funny. You can see that Schwartz got his hand up, Stastny's got his hand up. Johnson, he actually had the reaction as
boy,
that went in. And it definitely went in the net, right off the camera. Camera's right in the middle of the net, and these fans are just now seeing it on the Jumbotron, and they're seeing, that's what they're saying right now, John.
A quick shot by Steen and a great deflection by Stastny. And yeah, the Flames people in the stands and on the bench were saying, oh my, after they seen that replay, because wicked, wicked shot, slap shot by Steen, and Stastny comes in and just tips it just a little bit, goes inside the crossbar, hits the camera inside, and it is a goal, folks. Nothing else to say about that but that. So Stastny gets his third goal of the season, assisted by Steen, his fifth, and Shattenkirk his third assist. It was at 12:08 of the second period, and it was a power play goal, and it gave the Blues the lead 3-2. But the Blues would keep putting on the pressure, and the newest member of the Blues, Yakupov, would have a say-so in how the next goal was scored.
Gunnarsson to break it up. And the Blues head north with it. Now Yakupov, what a move at the line. He's in the clear in front to Berglund. He scores! What a play by Yakupov, and Berglund buries it. And the Blues lead 4-2.
Some busy mitts there from Yakupov. He's dinking and dangling, and next thing you know, he looks up and he's wide open. Creates some space on the right side and makes a perfect little saucer pass over there to Patrick Berglund.
Yeah, the Blues' fourth goal, it was scored by Berglund, but the work was put in by Yakupov. Made a great deke and a dunk, as Panger said there, right at the blue line, and made the Edmonton defenseman look really, really bad. And he come in and probably could have scored himself, but passed it right off to Berge. Berge was right in the right place at the right time. He took a cross check to the back for it, but it put the Blues up ahead 4-2. Very nice to see Berglund get a goal. The big guy sometimes doesn't get the best goals, but hey, looked really, really good on this one. And that's his first goal of the year. As I said, Yakupov is second assist. This guy can do more than just score. He can also pass. Scotty Upshaw gets an assist his first of the year. And that was 18 minutes and 16 seconds into the second period. Gave the Blues a commanding lead 4-2. And going into the third, the Blues were looking pretty good. And they would get the first goal of the third period and continue to put pressure on Johnson of the Flames.
Then walked along by Dougie Hamilton. Stolen, the Blues right back in the zone. Tarasenko for Perron and Leclerc for the hat trick. He scores! Unbelievable shot by David Perron and the Blues with a 5-2 lead in DP 57-3.
How do you like that little nifty maneuver? Nice pass by Tarasenko, who waits for the defenseman to come to him. Now he's able to saucer the pass over to Perron.
So David Perron hadn't scored a goal this year, but made up for it by getting the hat trick in this game. Very nice to see the former Blue, the now present Blue, remind us of some old times when he was with the Blues as a young player. Great to see, guys. But that play was also set up by Tarasenko, another Russian who everybody thinks can just score, but is also a great passer. Don't knock Tarasenko for his passing because he's very good. As I said, that was Perron's third goal of the game, third goal of the year. Tarasenko, his third assist. That was just 6 minutes and 50 seconds into the third period. The Blues take a commanding lead 5-2. Looked like the Blues were going to coast, but then, hey, the Flames started putting some pressure on Allen, getting some good shots, and it would pay off towards the middle of the third period with this goal by Calgary.
Bring it out the center. Four of them to the neutral zone. Michael Frolik carries in. One-timer. Giordano scores! Mark Giordano. With the big slap shot, makes it a two-goal game.
Absolute laser by Giordano here. And on the transition, once again, the Flames starting to find ways to get shots to Jake Allen. And this one here, defend on the rush. Giordano jumps up to look back to make sure that he's got some space. And he absolutely tees this one up.
The Flames starting to make it interesting, putting some pressure on Allen, getting this third goal. This would be Mark Giordano's first goal. But this goal was set up by Frolik. Great, great pass. Bringing it into the zone, moving it around. Awesome play by Frolik. That's his first assist of the season and Weidman's first assist. 9 minutes and 31 seconds into the third period. Makes it 5-3. You can tell the Blues are starting to maybe lay back a little bit. And Calgary's starting to take the play to him. And it would pay off just about 6 minutes later with another goal by the Flames to make it even more interesting.
Oh. Bennett beats Stastny on the faceoff. Back to Weidman. Versteeg, one-timer, scores! Second of the game for Chris Versteeg. Things getting interesting here in the third period.
Getting really interesting, and you know, it's a one-timer again, and this is something for Allen. Through the bodies, didn't really track that well to get across. It wasn't a bullet of a shot. Good faceoff win, get the puck back, and it's just a nice little pass by Weidman, finds Versteeg, who's kind of slipped up into the very high slot all the way to the blue line. Screen in front by Brouwer. You can see Allen didn't react at all, didn't move because he didn't see it. It was in the back of the net.
So, 5-4, folks. The Blues let Calgary come back on him. With his second goal of the game, Chris Versteeg played a very good game for the Flames. And Weidman got another assist, second of the season, and Bennett got his second assist of the season 15 minutes and 6 seconds into the third period. This is a game now, folks. So 4 minutes and 54 seconds left, and it's a one-goal game. Calgary put some pressure on Allen. The Blues had put some pressure on Johnson for the Flames. A little back and forth. Johnson made some more excellent saves. Allen made a couple good saves. And the Blues would end up closing this game out, not allowing Calgary any more goals, and winning this one 6-4 on an empty net goal by Alexander Steen.
Schwartz.
Good keep in.
Great job by Giordano. Now Schwartz, empty net for Perron. Ahead to Steen. Wide open goal. He scores. Steen. Empty net goal. It's 6-4.
Tell you what, David Perron sees the man ahead of him. Has a chance for his fourth goal of the game into an empty net. But that's what hockey's all about. You move the puck to the player that's ahead of you and in a better spot. And that's what David Perron does.
A very, very unselfish play by David Perron. David Perron probably could have got his fourth goal of the night, but man, it's nice to see him do this and give this to Steen. Just so nice of him. Great player. I mean, what do you expect from David Perron? He's grown up a lot. You can tell his years away from the Blues. I'm not, made him a much more sound player. I'm not saying that, he was a selfish player before, but I think any player that leaves a team and comes back at that age, is going to be a little more mature and gave Steiner that pass and allowed Steen to score his second goal of the year. Perron got his first assist. Schwartz gets his first assist. Nice to see Schwartz back in the lineup. And that was 19-21 into the third period, and it gave the Blues a 6-4 win. Very, very nice to see the Blues beat Calgary. I know Calgary's not the best team, and the Blues maybe didn't play their best game, even though they won. But, a win's a win, and we'll take that any day of the week. The Blues come home now to take on the Flames. 7 o'clock Central Time on Tuesday, the 23rd. And that game will be on Fox Sports Midwest. Yeah, the Flames 1-4-1. Terrible year. The Blues just the opposite, 4-1-1. And are in the front of the Western Conference. Looking very good at this time. You can't complain for where they're at. Let's keep improving. Every team's got the chance to improve regardless of their record. And I think the Blues have room to do that. Hopefully they can come back home and take some wins on this homestand and keep moving forward. Nice to see Perron get the hat trick. Hopefully that's a marker for things to come. Nice to see Steiner get some great shots. Nice to see Schwartz back. Jake Allen did have to make some tough saves. He did allow more than his normal two goals this year. But, sometimes it happens. But he got the win, was there when he needed to be. Thanks again for joining me here on the Drop Podcast Radio Show. Stay tuned, keep listening, and don't forget to get us after the Flames game for our recap of that game that's on Tuesday, and we'll keep recapping each one. Have a great day, a great evening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDrop Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.